Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Intense and strong. It's not too long before you will run beyond your horizons. Up on the wire, the line is thin, and you must bow and surf against the sky so precisely. But the sky seems to go on as far as you can see up high. For this moment, alive and so afraid, but alive as the wire disappears and you're finally broken free. Broken free.
from the Southern California-based big band leader Ira B. List with his big band on their sixth release. That was the 2020 tune, High Wire, off the Mazel Tov Cocktail CD. And during this time of quarantine and disarray without any live music at all, we get the truth behind the big band. We caught up with Ira to talk about it, and this is what he had to say.
I think it's just going to make us stronger. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, they say. And I'm hoping that that also is a factor in just making better, more and better music in the future.
Ever since the early 70s, Ira was grooming himself to be a big band leader. He was a drum major and saxophonist at Patrick Henry High School in San Diego and was voted most valuable band member his senior year. At 6 feet 7 inches tall, you would think he would be on a basketball court, but leading his 18-piece jazz machine is home for him. One that started back in 1979. And since that time, he's shared the stage with the likes of Harry Connick Sr., Barney Kessel, Stan Kenton, George Shearing, Charles McPherson, The Temptations, The Four Tops, Thad Jones, and the list goes on and on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the epicenter of jazz, striking it up live again on stage and on the field, like this one here below us. This at the newly coined Kansas City Monarchs Field in Kansas City, Kansas. We caught a game on May 29, 2021, and the national anthem was done by a local saxophonist by the name of Jeff Wisely. And yes, we are proudly here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a show full of a great dose of jazz. Ira had a great story about the veritable trumpeter, drummer, composer, and bandleader Don Ellis, and as we get into the 1968 cut, Child of Ecstasy off the LP Autumn, with his orchestra, here is Ira to explain.
And it was in high school that I really heard my first big band recording, and that was Don Ellis, Autumn. I will never forget it. And I was hooked.
This is Ted Moore from the Ted Moore Show. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy the music, and thanks for bringing us the music, Joe.
That was Berkeley, California-based recording artist, composer, arranger, drummer, bandleader, and educator Ted Moore with his trio with the tune What's the Meaning of This off his latest offering, 2020's The Natural Order of Things. This project was done at the famed Skywalker Sound Studio in Marin County, California. And since graduating from the famed Eastman School of Music, including both his undergraduate and graduate studies, he has pursued a career that has taken him to many parts of the world with many different cats like Stan Getz, Marion McPartland, and Joe Williams. And speaking of the famed singer Joe Williams, as we get into his rendition of Gravy Waltz at Newport back in 1963, listen to this TED story about Joe.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. Playing with Joe Williams, you know, one of the all-time greats, and this was when I was still a student in college. He came to Rochester to do a weekend, and they hired us to play with him, and so we were honored and flattered, to say the least. He brought in the Basie book for the rehearsal, and this Basie book is about 8 inches thick, with all these charts, and we just looked at this and went, oh my God, are you kidding me? So he calls the first tune and he said, just play the last four bars. Okay, so we played the last four bars, and the whole rehearsal was him just calling the last four bars of all the tunes that he wanted to play that night. And he said, look, the rest will take care of itself. As long as we end together, we'll be fine. Let's just get the endings. The rest will work itself out. This is street knowledge, you know, and of course he's been doing this for a long time. He didn't feel like rehearsing.
Bart Terry. Coleman Hawkins. Well, she really ran to get a frying pan. When she saw me coming, I'm gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming, Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. Cause my baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. Cause my baby is ready to do the ever new gravy. Nice gravy, dear. Waltz.
Hi, I'm Michael Lampert, mandolinist from Van Nuys, California, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. Thank you.
That was the man on the electric mandolin, Michael Lampert, with the tune World Gig off his 2020 CD, Panoply. He reached out to Neon Jazz, and we dug this unique sound he has. We had an interview, and he tapped into the yearning for live music that we are all feeling these days. Have a listen.
Well, I missed it terribly, I have to tell you. The last thing that I saw, I was back visiting my mother and family back in New Jersey, and I went to Rockland, Nyack in New York City, and I had a chance to see Alan Broadbent from about 1 foot away. We sat literally practically on the piano, and we were talking to him the whole time. That's the interaction, and seeing people play right in front of you.
From a man that has logged many, many musical miles on his journey, this is veteran vibraphonist and marimba player Dave Pike with the tune Bigfoot off the 1986 LP Pike's Groove.
Hi, this is Will Zimmer, from trombonist from Boston, Massachusetts, and you're listening to Neon Jazz in Kansas City with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was the up-and-coming Boston-based trombonist and composer Will Zimmer with the song Mating Call off the 2020 offering called Hang Out the Dry. As we have profiled over this hour, especially with the world of live music coming back, here's Will talking about the power of live music.
I hope people realize how much they need it in their lives as much as, you know, the performers need to perform. It's just this kind of natural force that exists. Our economy, everything is based on people going out, spending money, supporting each other.
From a master on the trombone, we go next. Here's Irby Green with the tune That Old Gang of Mine off the 2016 CD. Let's face the music and dance, shall we?
I'm a jazz pianist, composer, and educator based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I have a new record, Earth Voices, out January 29th, which I'm really excited about, and I'm so excited that Joe Domino from Neon Jazz is playing some of my tracks, so thank you so much for listening.
Much led me over. You are not wrong, Houdini, that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it there for the less gone? All that we see a theme is but a dream within a dream. Oh, I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hands grains of golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, while I weep. Oh God, can I not grasp them with the tighter clasp? Pitiless way.
That was BC-raised, Toronto-based pianist, composer, and educator Amanda Tassoff with the song A Dream Within a Dream off the 2020 CD Earth Voices. She has 6 albums to her credit as a bandleader and sidewoman, performing with internationally recognizable artists like Emily Clay Barlow, Ingrid and Christine Jensen, Brad Turner, and so many others. But it was Canadian jazz piano legend Oscar Peterson that led her truly into the jazz sound. Joined by his trio, let's listen to the master with the song The Sheik of Araby off the 2002 CD. This is Oscar Peterson, and listen to Amanda explain.
My introduction to jazz was really through my grandma, who bought me an Oscar Peterson CD. I just immediately hooked, and, you know, of course I went to a great high school music program, which was my introduction to really playing the music, and I just fell in love with it, and there's nothing else I could imagine myself doing.
This is John Bedorn, and this is my daughter, Addie.
Hi.
And we love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, especially when he's playing Cannonball Adderley. We love jazz, don't we, Addie?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
That was composer, arranger, copyist, and saxophonist Joseph Herbst, joined by a sextet, with the song They Say There Are Beautiful Trees off the 2020 CD, This Is Our Environment. He certainly uses music as a medium for storytelling, and it works very well. In fact, we caught up with him here at the show to open up about the timing of this CD. He elaborated on it.
The pandemic, I guess we couldn't have predicted, but nothing that has happened that has really surprised me. The pandemic is just a different thing that came out, but all the issues we're seeing have a long history in this country. So in that sense, like any time would be a good time to release it. So releasing it 2 days after the inauguration is interesting, but I didn't really think about that much.
And finally, the final tune on this show goes out to some big local fans of the program. Coming straight out of the official home of Neon Jazz here in Lee's Summit, Missouri, the home of Pat Metheny. This is for the media man and a very cool cat, John Bedoin, Mr. Lee's Summit, and his daughter, Addie, who loves her some Cannonball Adderley. Here's the original Maharaja of the keyboard with the song Toy off the 2012 CD Know What I Mean, and I Think We Do. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a Maharaja of the controls, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, I got a special guest here, and we're going to take this one out by saying, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Enjoy the jazz and music. Yeah. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.